WBOSS Boss Man Radio.
If you ever wondered, whatever became of me, I'm living on the air in Cincinnati, Cincinnati WKRP. Got kinda tired of packing and unpacking, town to town, up and down the dial. Maybe you and me were never meant to be, just maybe once in a while.
Live from the Peach Pit in historic Bruton, Alabama, it's Drive Time with your host, DJ and KJ.
Good Friday morning, TGIF, and welcome. Welcome all to Drive Time, brought to you by Jim Peach Motors and Peach Chevrolet. I'm Les Nessman, joined here by Dr. Johnny Fever. Good morning, Kenneth.
And Herb Tarlet.
Oh, man, that's too good.
Oh, good morning. Good morning.
What a great way to start a Friday morning. I'm going to tell you something. You said I would like it. Now, that's classic. And one of the great sitcoms of all time.
Of all time. And listen, man, how can you not get excited on Friday when it starts off like that right there?
Too good. Too good. Good morning to each of you that's in with us first thing this morning. Elisa Hart, Austin Egerton, Adam Manasco, Wheezy Joyner in. Good morning, Wheezy. Elkie in as well. Good morning, Elkie. John Commander. Good morning, Deanna Alford. Keith Lisenby, Sarju Patel, Taylor Zimmerman, Hal Whitman, Brandon Swain. The Booker's in the house. Good morning, Booker. And JP, the coach. Good morning. Lisa Finley's giving you thumbs up on the song. That's great.
So is Kathy Mack. Good morning, Kathy Mack.
That's
and
too good.
Rita Pig, John Pierce, JP, Sarju. Good morning to you, Pam. Mike Driscoll, good morning to you this morning. Butch is in as well, and Miss Patty, good morning to all of y'all. I thought we'd change it up a little bit and have a good time, and I'll tell you, if you don't remember some of that stuff, well, I mean, that was TV at its best,
that
in my opinion.
As good as it gets.
I don't think there's any TV ever better. But, hey, real quick, what's going on? There's a Hot Rod in the house, Rodney Williamson. Till Allen, Marshall Bracken. Want to say real quick that our thoughts and prayers with Adam Manasco and his family this morning at the loss of his grandmother yesterday. So just want to mention that real quick. Good morning, Randy Joyner. And we are certainly be thinking about Adam in the next few days for sure. So just want to mention that real quick. And who is this guy, DJ?
Want to wish a good morning also to Eli Cook and Ray Stewart, Cindy Fleming all coming in, Jason Tiepo. Have a great program today. The Killer Bees are going to call in a little bit later. JoJo Booker and Hunter Britton going to get a chance to catch up with them. But we are very pleased to have our good friend and new business owner in town, James Ansley. James is getting ready to open a new restaurant here in Bruton and Douglas Shopping Center, Douglas Square Shopping Center. It's going to be Louis Italian Bistro. Look forward to that opening. Have James here. We have several goodies with us also. Hopefully the Douglas Square Shopping Center will never be bombed by turkeys.
I hope not.
That's maybe my greatest episode of WKRP of all time.
Dude, that was classic. I want to say good morning. Oh, man, you know, you see.
Is that Andy Travis walking in?
Oh,
that's Hal's gonna be Andy Travis.
Good morning, Miller Balls, Nelly Rock, and Judy Lisenby, Jason Hardin. What's going on, cousin? I couldn't help it, man.
That was great. Great way to start
a
Friday.
Could not help myself.
You have outdid yourself this morning.
Oh, I've got a few more surprises in store. So I think we're gonna start a new segment every Friday. It may work, may not, but kind of a name that tune kind of thing.
Sure, that's great.
We'll have a good time with that. But
and Catherine Campbell in as well, Alicia Nelson, Heath Jackson, brothers in, Joshua James.
Good morning, Josh.
Speaking to James Ansley, talk to us about the new restaurant. When we're going to open, we have several goodies here. I'm looking forward to sampling a little bit of all of it. What's going on?
Well, we're bringing an Italian restaurant to Bruton, Alabama. Our intention when we created the business is we wanted a small Italian diner that offers family, friendship, and in a good environment where you can sit down and enjoy a meal after church or enjoy a quick lunch.
What are going to be the I know you guys are still kind of working out all the kinks and the details. What are going to be your hours of operation, days you're going to be open? What are you looking at?
We're shooting for 11 in the morning till 9 o'clock at night, Monday through Saturday, and 11 to 2 Sunday. So
you have a Sunday lunch?
Yes, sir. We're, like I said, we're a from-scratch Italian kitchen that emphasizes families. So Sunday was, we want to have that day so people can come in with their families and spend it with ours and enjoy a nice meal.
Now, Sunday, will it be a full menu or strictly a special?
Full menu.
Full menu on Sunday as well?
Yes, sir.
What are going to be some of the great items that you're going to have on the menu to start wetting the taste buds of all the local traffic?
Yes, sir. I'd love to show you if y'all
Yeah, like absolutely. No, yeah. Go ahead and pass me one of those plates over
there. We can't wait.
Pass me a plate.
Good morning, Kathy Tolan, Kerry Hart this morning, Kerry Sawyer, Trent Davidson, Wade Winstead. Good morning.
I don't need a fork.
All right. Well, when you come to our restaurant.
Might need one, but I'll tell you what, I ain't going to need a fork for. Is that over there? That basket.
This one?
Whichever. I don't care which one we start with.
Let's get it open, James. Let's go, man.
When you come to your table at your dinner time, once we switch over to dinner, we're going to be offering homemade garlic and an Italian herb bread.
All right. Well, can you start carving it?
I'll go ahead and pull this out.
That's perfect. Thank you. Where's my fork?
Wait, let's get. Well, we can't get dialed in on it, but that's fine.
Right.
I guess we can.
I'll take that. I like that end piece. That'll work.
Go ahead and get your end piece.
Yeah.
Ken, I'm going to go ahead and cut you one too.
Yes, sir.
A little dipping sauce.
Yes, sir. That dipping sauce right there that you can see is extra virgin olive oil with a little bit of cracked black pepper in it, because since the bread already has herbs in it, it marries very well together, and you just kind of dip a little and enjoy it.
I won't. Anyway, I don't care. Well, maybe they can see it, but good gracious.
Just dip a little bit in there and take you a bite.
I'm about to do exactly that. Hot Rod said easy, DJ. Good morning, Paul Crumpton, Ken Douglas.
I've got three words to say to you.
What you got?
I love you.
Love you too, brother.
I really do.
I hope y'all enjoy it, because, like I said, everything
over and over and over again. Now, what's in here?
This is one of our signature items, pizza.
Homemade, you don't say.
This
from
is delicious.
Scratch. Nothing. All the dough made and proofed ourselves.
Oh, my gosh. Handmade DJ. Pizza.
Throw me a piece over here.
I could eat that whole bread, that whole loaf of bread by myself. The whole loaf.
Right there. Mm-hmm.
Good Lord, James.
I know it, Raj. I'm in trouble. This is delicious.
Yes, sir. I'm glad you enjoy it.
It's fantastic.
When are you opening?
We're shooting for the first week of next month. Or this month coming up, I mean.
First week of March.
Yes, sir.
And it's going to be themed Italian, that kind of thing, as far as the dining area, that type of deal?
Yes, sir. Dining is decorated. We're going to have atmospheric music. Thanks, Frank Sinatra, Rat Pack, things in the air of the nature you associate with an Italian restaurant. We want, like I drive on a lot, is family is important to my family. We want it to be there. So we want that nice environment where you can sit down, be comfortable, enjoy the atmosphere, enjoy the meal.
You and your wife, Tabby, are going to be on location. I mean, you guys are not opening it and walking away from it. Y'all are going to be there. It's going to be family owned and operated. Your 100%. Brother-in-law is going to be a big piece of the puzzle also.
Sister-in-law as well.
You're very interested in, obviously, customer service and making sure everybody has a pleasant experience. And I can tell you this from working with the guy back in for several years. This is one of the kindest people in our town. And I mean that honestly. This is a good, good man. We've talked about it many times. Lucky to have so many nice restaurants in town to choose from. And this is going to be another one. Certainly hope that people will go out and give this restaurant a chance. Get to meet James Ansley. You'll be a better person because of it. He's one of the jewels of our community. I can promise you that.
Well, good morning, JT.
No. Blade's in. Good morning, Blade.
I'll tell you what, James, this is delicious. Absolutely delicious. We hadn't even cracked into that.
You got more plates.
Yeah. Originally, I was going to bring y'all spaghetti and meatballs, but everybody associates spaghetti and
what
meatballs.
What are you going to be doing tomorrow?
I'll be up at the restaurant working.
Are you going to have some spaghetti and meatballs?
Not yet. We're still trying to get over. Okay. But this is bacon carbonara.
Tilt it so I can see it.
Okay, look. Anything that you say bacon starts off with, I don't care what it is, I'm going to eat it, okay? And it's going to be good. So, good Lord.
Well, let's go ahead and get y'all plated up.
James, I'll tell you what. This is fantastic. Hot Rod is located in the
Douglas
Square Shopping Center up here.
On the left of the Cricket Store.
On the left of the Cricket Store, if you know where the Cricket Store is.
The old Walmart.
In the old Walmart Shopping Center, back up over where the little strip mall part of it is. That's where it is. And, man, it smells delicious.
I'm glad, man.
Mm.
You all are going to enjoy this. If I might ask, though, we are still looking for talented personnel to come join our team. So if you know anybody that's looking for something that wants to be part of it.
A little more bacon in there, please.
A little
please.
More bacon coming
yeah.
up?
You kind of skimped me on the bacon. Let's get
some more he didn't mean off. To.
There you go. Perfect. All right. Give me that.
And here's a fork for you.
Thank you. James Ansley. My goodness, man.
DJ. You don't get that out of a can right there, I can tell you. God almighty.
Delicious.
James.
Yes, sir.
I want you to leave that bowl right here.
Yes, sir.
We'll wash it, clean it, all
I'll
that.
Buy it.
Okay. Matter, yeah, I mean, I'm saying don't worry about that, but okay. That bowl, listen. That pizza's fantastic. That bread better stay here, too, to go with that bowl.
Yes, sir. All this is staying here for
DJ
y'all?
Can take the pizza if he wants to take the pizza. But that bowl right there and that bread is staying right here. Good.
So good, James.
Lord Almighty. It is fantastic.
Well, I'm glad y'all are enjoying it.
One more time. When's the opening date or what are we shooting for?
We're shooting for the first week of March this month coming up.
Okay.
And we'll announce the grand opening in the newspaper. We've already joined the Chamber of Commerce, so that'll be done with them too as well. And as far as anything else goes, we're up there working at the restaurant all the time. So if anybody has any questions, feel free to come by. We're up there working and getting set up. If you have any questions, I'll be glad to answer them. My wife will be glad to answer them. We'll do anything we can to get y'all set up on what we're doing and what we're doing.
I know you will. I'll tell you what, James Ansley, of course, owner-operator of Louie's Italian Bistro here in the Douglas Square Shopping Center, up with the old Walmart across from the high school behind the subway.
Yes,
look for that opening in the 1st of March. There are still some job openings available if you want to get out and put in a resume and go through the interview process. I'm sure he'd be happy to entertain that, but let's make sure we get out and support this restaurant as well. And once again, James, appreciate you coming in. Food's delicious.
You won't have to eat there but once, I promise you, and you will be back. Because I can tell you right now, you ain't even opened, and I'm coming back already. Okay,
well,
so thank you, James.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Kid.
Thank you for coming in. We appreciate it.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you for the food.
Yes,
it's delicious.
Y'all enjoy that. Share it.
Absolutely.
With you can.
Oh, we're gonna share it. All right.
We're gonna share it.
We're gonna share it.
We're gonna split it evenly two ways.
Yeah, that's a fact. All right, James. Man, holy smokes!
I'll tell you, I'm a.
And I'm going to tell you, I know what you're going to do with that pizza. I'll tell you right now, it'll never make it to the Ford store. You're going to take it home. You're going to put it in the refrigerator. You're going to wait 2 days, and then you're going to eat it.
I'll marble it up.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I know what you're going to do. Let me run through a few people here. Action said he's changed his mind, DJ. After seeing that plate you made, he's got 20 on T-Bone. Life changer. Good morning, Life Changer. LaShonda Watson in this morning. Mike Adams, Susie Burt, Lord. Aaron Sutton, good morning to you. Rusty McInville in this morning. Chelsea Brown, Nelly said we're pigs, disgusting, and he's jealous.
I tell you what, this is delicious.
Butch says if James would have brought an Italian donut of some sort, I believe the big guy on the left would just die and go to heaven right now. Well, look, we ain't far from that right now. Good morning, Donna Mansell. How are you doing this morning? Good to see you in here. Man. I mean, I don't, you know, how much longer we got? Man, we got 30. I hate to say this, but I'd love to just stop everything right
now
and
just
start eating.
Shut it down.
Yeah. I mean, just start grazing.
Penny Holmes in as well. Nick Ethers, good morning. Melinda Turner in. Bo Newton, the coach in. Good morning, guys.
Good morning,
Dirty.
Appreciate
you spending a little bit of time with us here.
Dirty.
First thing Friday morning, you know, you talk about quality of life and just simple gestures, things that don't really cost anything. That WKRP intro, I'm telling you, I have no choice now but to have a great day. That is just set it off. That'll take me into the night easily. I appreciate you doing that. That was awesome.
I didn't say a word on purpose. I wanted to keep all possible. I knew you like me. I knew you loved that show. I love that show.
One of the best shows
ever. I can
ever sit
and watch that. I've got every season of it on Blu-ray. And I'm telling you, I can sit and watch it over and over and over again.
Come on, Wheezy.
Oh, Butch told me to page up and read the Burger King Oh, he said, Butch said you should still be full from eating that quadruple Rodeo King burger with extra onion rings last night at 9:45, DJ.
I hear you. Good morning, Misty Joyner. Thank you for joining us this morning also. Misty, a dear friend of mine, a dear friend to many.
Rusty McElroy.
Another one of the greats.
Watching from Georgiana.
Great. All the way in Georgiana. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. JT Jr. watching with the blade this morning.
Say, Joseph.
Joseph, and a good morning, Miss Peggy Hale. As you can see, we're being kind of quiet, not quiet, kind of pigs, whatever you want to call it. But, I mean, good Lord, when you got this spread out here, what else do you do, man? I mean, that right there is delicious.
It all is.
No. Everything's delicious. Yeah. That bread.
Yeah.
That, I mean, it's all delicious. I'm not saying that. I'm just telling you, if you're a pasta fan, I am a pasta fan.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That is delicious.
On Facebook morning, last John night, Hart. Scrolling around, and our friends from JU Blackshire had a big win last night in their season opener on the baseball field. Was excited to see them have a big win. The guys that we had on the set, Cooper Dean and Dylan Baldwin, Tanner Weaver, all had good nights, good performances. Want to congratulate Coach Mixon on getting the big win for JU Blackshire here locally. Flompton got their first victory over Atmore, and Neil did a number on Miller. Neil played well. Hunter Revel hit one off the gym at Miller last night.
Wow.
I thought it might have broke the bricks up there.
Wow.
I was happy for him. It was bittersweet. It was off my son.
Well, sure.
I was happy for Hunter and glad he had that moment. And it went W.S. Neal's way last night. And congratulations to them. And, of course, the county tournament will conclude today. T.R. Miller and Atmore at 4 o'clock there at the Cruise, followed up by Flomington and W.S. Neal at 6. So, great crowd up there last night, by the way. It was a great crowd.
Oh, the weather was good.
Great crowd.
The name of the restaurant is Louis Italian Bistro, Kathy Tolan, and it is well worth going to check it out, that's for sure. Good morning, Greg Fleming. There's James in already, back with us, James Ansley. That's right, Louis Italian Bistro, and it is well worth going in and checking that out. I promise you, you won't be sorry. I know we've got a couple of
You ready to go ahead and get them in here?
Yeah, let's
get the, we got the killer bees coming in.
Let's do that.
I need to text him and have him call in.
Yeah. Let's do that. Now, for everybody watching, if you're commenting, they're calling in on my phone, so you may want to kick over to the Drive Time page, Drive Time with DJ and KJ page if you want to comment. JV Boys won last night as well, 8-0 against
Great.
Central.
Great.
Food is amazing, Greg. Amazing. I can't say anything, but it is amazing.
Got the killer bees coming in at the moment. Just sent a text to JoJo. He and Hunter Britton are going to be together. And look forward, of course, they're down. They signed with South Alabama last year, doing big things down there. Looking forward to catching up with them. Their season's off to a great start, beating Southern Miss most recently.
There they are right there. Let's see.
Here come the bees. Them.
JoJo, you got us in there? Well, let's see. JoJo, can you hear us?
Oh, no, we're good.
Does he need to have his phone on speaker? Does it matter? I think I'm hearing something now. JoJo, you there?
JoJo, you there?
I don't know. Let's see.
Stand by, if you will, please. We're trying to make a connection with Hunter Britton and JoJo Booker.
Yeah, they would be able to hear us.
Two of our favorite sons down at South Alabama doing big things.
JoJo, can you hear us?
I know. Hold on. Let me do this.
JoJo, can you hear me? All right,
I'm gonna keep eating while we're waiting.
See if you can hear me. Could you not hear us?
Get another
all
bite or two in anyway.
Couldn't hear us. Okay, hold on just a second.
Let's play with us. Ken's getting the killer bees hooked up. I'm gonna knock out a little more of this pasta while we have a minute or two.
Connected, so.
Mm-mm. Good morning, Trent Davison, one of my guys. Holly Shirley back in. Good morning, Holly. There he is, Dr. Johnny Fever.
Can you So JoJo, can you hear us now?
You seen Venus? Yeah. Have you seen Venus? Seen a meet with Andy? Oh. Good morning from the ham. Yes, sir, cuz. Hope it's going your way. And continues to do so. Continue to stay with us. We are trying to patch in Hunter Britton and Jeff Booker from South, excuse me, JoJo Booker from South Alabama, the Killer Bees.
Let's see.
Ask him, can you hear us now, JoJo?
Yeah.
I can hear him now.
Yeah, there he is. Come on, tell him to come on with us.
JoJo, you there?
Yes, sir.
Good morning. You got Hunter with you?
He's actually about to walk in the room.
All right, we'll start with you. Did you do all your homework last night?
Most of it.
You got any tests today?
I don't, actually.
Who is South Alabama playing this weekend?
Playing Hartford.
Is that going to be there in Mobile, or is that on the road?
It's here.
It's here. Is that going to be a three-game set or Friday, Saturday, Sunday deal?
Yes, sir. It's three games.
Talk a little bit, and first of all and foremost, I should have said this to begin with, I want to tell you how proud we are of you and Hunter.
Yes, we are.
And y'all's athletic accomplishments and the things y'all are doing with your lives, not just on the field but off the field. Y'all are loved by this community, not just T.R. Miller, not just Bruton, but everybody who's had the opportunity to come in contact with you guys and your families. Y'all are loved by us, and I want you to know that the cheering section from the Dirty 30 is enormous.
It's alive and well.
Alive and well, and we look forward to following you guys, like I said, on and off the field throughout the rest of your career, and we're just so proud of all of you, or both of you.
Yes, sir. It means a lot to have a community behind us like that, and we're really thankful for it.
Talk a little bit about the transition from high school baseball to college baseball. What was a Division I baseball, rather? What was the biggest adjustment for you in terms of getting that learning curve sped up and kind of figuring the thing out?
Well, the biggest thing for me is, as far as the fastball goes, it doesn't matter how hard you throw right now in college. And in high school, I could just kind of just throw a fastball and they'd chase it or whatever. But here, you got to spot it up, and you got to throw every pitch you have to be successful.
Where did you leave it against a kid from Southern Miss?
I left it right down the middle.
So throwing it down the middle, it doesn't matter how hard it's coming. If it's across the middle, those guys have a way of catching up to it.
Yeah, they're going to smash it.
Well, I'm going to tell you something. You know, when y'all had when you and Hunter made your first road trip there a couple of weeks ago, and when you came in against Kansas State, I think I speak for everybody. I mean, it was surreal, you know, kind of getting the feed and seeing you go in and just an outstanding debut, one inning pitch, two strikeouts, a pop-up. I think you threw 11 or 12 total pitches. Talk about the adrenaline rush and talk about that experience getting the ball for the first time at the collegiate level.
Yeah, that was crazy. I really wouldn't expect them to go in the first game of the year, but I got the opportunity to, and I'm thankful that showed that the coach could trust me. It was crazy. I was nervous the whole time I was out there.
I'm sure you had to have been. Of course, this time last year, you were playing in the county tournament here for T.R. Miller. Now you're playing Division I baseball for a top 20 baseball team, beating other top 20 teams. Your first collegiate win, of course, coming against Southern Miss, and I think they were ranked, 12th or 13th or 14th, whatever they were. You came in relief, were able to be credited with the win, excited about that. And, of course, I know you'll always remember your first one.
Yeah, it was crazy. It was fun, and I'm just looking forward to being able to help my team more this year.
Talk a little bit about, if you will, and of course, y'all had just the tragic injury with the LeBounty kid in the preseason. He was one of the great players on that team.
I can't say anything but.
Oh, my bad.
Okay, one of the great players on that team, of course, one of the leaders. Talk about how the team has kind of closed ranks and come together and how they dealt with that injury and the support that you guys are offering him and the inspiration he is in turn to the team.
Yeah, that played a huge role in our team. He did, and being our shortstop, that was one of the only positions that was actually held down, and we knew who was playing center field, of course. But yeah, we had a few meetings with Coach Calvi, and he's a great talker. He gives great speeches, and he just told us that we we're just going to play the way that he would want us to play and not feel sorry for ourselves. And the older guys on our team have really stepped up and helped fill in that hole. We still haven't recovered from it yet. We'll get there.
Very good. Also, JoJo, if you will, speak a little bit. And I mentioned this on our baseball preview show the other night, and we tried to make it happen with you guys that night. It didn't, but certainly excited to have you here this morning. Talk a little bit about, and I was plugging, and I always have, the local rec leagues, not just the one here in Bruton, but the one everywhere. A common theme now is the travel ball circuit. Of course, you guys did that. You and Hunter both did that. But y'all never did it at the expense of the rec league, of the local league. Y'all always played. I don't remember y'all missing a game. If y'all did, it might have been one. It could have possibly been two. But the way the rec league is set up, we try to play on Mondays, Tuesdays, and Thursdays, so the guys who do want to play travel ball can go on the weekend and play with those teams as well. Certainly understand the travel ball, the level of competition you get to play, the experience you get to play. There is certainly a need there. Also think there's something to be said for playing with your childhood friends, supporting the local league, and I'll always be appreciative and respect the fact that you and Hunter and Tyler Joyner and Malcolm Hawthorne and all the guys that have gone on before you and gone off have always supported these leagues. And talk a little bit about that experience and some of the kids who are coming up now that may face similar situations. Talk about how gratifying and rewarding it was to play with your childhood friends as well as the travel ball.
Yeah, that was big because, I mean, it prepared you for – like your high school season, you know, because you get to play with them and it's actually fun to do that. And it's big. It brings the community closer, really, to all the kids together. And I enjoyed it a lot. I look forward to it every year.
You definitely did. Has Hunter made it in there by any chance yet?
Yes, sir. He's here.
Hunter, you there?
Yes, sir. I'm here.
What's up, baby?
Hunter, man, what's going on?
Mike, how y'all doing?
Everything going your way today?
Yes, sir. It's going my way.
Did you get all that homework done?
Yes, sir. I did.
Got a question for you and JoJo. Tigers took one on the chin last night at the hands of W.S. Neal. We play again today at 4 o'clock. Any chance of Coach Calvi turning you two guys loose for a couple of hours and coming down and shoring up the lineup for us?
I don't know if that would happen.
Hunter, we talked to JoJo just a minute ago, and I kind of want to get your opinion on it as well. What have you seen as the biggest adjustment going from high school to Division I baseball? What have been some of the things that have kind of that you've had to deal with, and some of the things that may have presented a little bit of a learning curve?
Well, the biggest thing for me so far is just the speed of the game, and I've played with some good players throughout my high school years and middle school years, but I've never played with so many players on the field that know exactly what they're doing. And that's the biggest thing for me, is just the speed of it has just picked up. And you got to be a lot more on your toes catching flies because the speed of the game is so fast in high school. So there's a lot more aspects of the game that I didn't really have to, and that's just an adjustment.
Is it safe to say that there's really no way to prepare for that, that you have to get out there and mix it up and just see it over and over and over it again, and eventually you catch up to it as well? Is that safe to say?
Oh yeah. The only way you prepare for this is do it. Rep is what is in the college level. And
talk a little.
You get any better if you don't have to rep at this type of game and the speed of it. So I mean, the only way you get better at it is you do it.
Talk a little bit, if you will. You know, last year, of course, both you guys get drafted in the Major League Baseball draft, which in and of itself is absolutely amazing, that two guys from a town this size the same year get drafted, and then to get drafted by the same team. I mean, you guys have literally gone from the sandbox to South Alabama together, and then in Major League Baseball, drafted by the same team, the California Angels, Anaheim Angels, Los Angeles Angels, whatever they're going by this particular year. But that was just, I mean, to me, I remember watching it on the ticker. I remember being in my office like it was yesterday, watching the ticker on ESPN and seeing those names pop up and just going into a daze almost, like this just doesn't happen. Talk about that experience and the bond that you and JoJo have.
It was just crazy. I mean, you really couldn't write it up. I've never heard about it. I've never seen it. But I knew if it could happen to anybody, it happened to me and Joe, because we're just about the first you could ever imagine. It was an experience. It was something that I'll never forget, growing up with my best friend and then seeing him accomplish things that I wanted to accomplish stuff that I wanted to do. And it was a great experience. Not with my best friend, but it's something that.
When was the last time that you and JoJo got out and fought in the yard?
we got a little bit old to be fighting because him would fight to the death. But
and they do, and they did. Trust me.
Wow.
Well, let me ask you this, Hunter, and I'm going to give JoJo a chance to respond. We're going to be fair about it. The last time y'all fought, who won?
I did.
All right, JoJo, who won the fight the last time y'all got after it?
He's lying.
I could do this with these two guys all day addition to eating this fine Italian food.
Yeah.
Hunter, also, we got to get this out there because the people want to know when you and JoJo have faced off in practice, and JoJo, I'm going to give you a chance to rebuttal. Hunter, when y'all faced off in practice, you with the bat in your hand and him on the mound, who's done what to who?
Well, I think how many times have I faced it? Like three times?
Yeah.
I know I hit one warning track off of him. I was a meter away from a bomb.
JoJo, is that accurate?
And then, time and then, it struck me off.
They must be in a bad area.
Not be getting the great pickup. We're getting that kind of broke up just a little bit.
Yeah, it's breaking up.
Well, I'll tell you what, like I said before you got in there, Hunter, we love both you guys. This whole community loves y'all. We're the biggest Jag fans as you can be. I've never pulled for the Jaguars in my life, to be honest with you. I've never pulled against them, but I've certainly never pulled for them. And I think I speak for everybody down here in our area that Jaguar baseball is big in Bruton right now. I can assure you that. And we love both of you guys. JoJo, Hunter, y'all have a great year. We hope you continue to stay healthy. Obviously, stay on top of those books. Be good decision makers. And we look forward to following and supporting you guys throughout the rest of your days there and, of course, beyond as well.
Yes, sir. I appreciate it. That means a ton, too.
Yes, sir. Thank y'all for having us this morning.
Man, good luck to both of you guys.
Thanks, guys. Love y'all. Man, how about that?
How about that?
The Killer Bees.
Killer Bees.
I tell you what, they were fun to watch. And I'm talking about the age of 7 up. From 7 up, I mean, they were always good players, always good teammates, played the right way, had a little bit of an edge to them. And, of course, when you get two bulls together at some point in time, they're going to try each other. And they have certainly done that down through the years.
Yes, they have.
To have them there together at South Alabama, those are going to – I mean, that's an ESPN 30 for 30 there.
Oh, it is.
Maybe a BMP 30 for 30.
It is.
Kind of document that. That'd be that's a story worth telling.
You're right about that, Rachel Capper. It is this is a spread this morning. And Nelly Rock says he's got an idea for a show. He's watching DJ eat and Ken fiddle with the equipment.
Well, we do that.
Seems like we're already doing that, aren't we?
About 5 days a week, anyway.
So I had an idea. And I you know, people may enjoy this, people may not. Depends on kind of where you come from and when, what kind of, you know, when you kind of grew up. But on Fridays, we're going to pick a few tunes, and we're going to play them. And whoever can identify them, whoever comments, the first commenter to identify them on either my personal page or the Drive Time page, we're going to give you a free oil change. So, and you know, one or the other. So I think this will be fun. It's kind of a name that tune kind of thing. That's kind of old, but hey, it's still always fun to hear some old school stuff, or at least I think it is. So let's let me do this. Let's start off with this one, DJ. We're gonna start with this one and see if we can get anybody that knows what this is. You probably will, but I don't know if anybody else will. We're gonna check to see.
Keyword Sweat Hogs.
Your dreams were your
welcome
back to that same old place that you laughed about.
Well, the names have all changed.
Barbarina.
But those dreams. All right, so there it is.
Good TV. I got one here. Dirty T's in. T-Bone's in.
That, did he hit it?
He hit Welcome Back, Kotter.
Well, that's it. That's it.
Actually, no. Sarge U was in front of him.
Up.
Sarge U was in front of him.
Well, I got JT and Rodney, Hot Rod.
Yeah.
All of them in. Welcome Back, Kotter. That's right. Welcome Back, Kotter. So,
Too good.
Burnham
reminded me a lot of Horseshack back in the day.
Yeah, you know what? I can see that. I can see that.
Now, Rodney was Vinnie Barbarino.
Was that who he was?
Yeah.
Well, that's good. All right, we're going to do one more. And
so who are we saying the winner was?
Well, you know, I got Hot Rod here. Welcome Back, Kotter. He was the first on my side.
Sarge U was the first on my side.
So I guess we just got to look at the times. And say, let's just do this. One of them can have one at the Ford store. One of them have one at the Chevrolet store.
Sarge U's on my end of town.
Yeah.
Sarge U, you come to the Ford store. You get your free oil change. Rodney's on this side. He can come here.
Yeah. There you go, Hot Rod.
See his buddy Ladinier.
That's right.
Kevin
there you
Ladinier.
Go. Kevin Ladinier. All right. So let's do one more. And this one's just for fun. How about that? Because this one should be fun. And I'm anxious to see if anybody will get this one, and you're going to love this one, DJ.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
Schmiel, Schmazel, House and Fair Incorporated.
We're going to do it. Give us any chance, we'll take it. Read us any rules.
Bring it on, Hot Rod.
We're going to make our dreams come true. Doing it our way.
Waiting on an answer.
I got it here. Randy Winton on my side.
Randy Winton. Well, there he is. I don't have it on my side, so go ahead with it.
They're all coming now, but Randy Winton was the first one in on my side. I tell you what, I'm very pleased that I shared the same taste in TV with so many fine people.
Yep, that's right. Tracy Miller got it over here. She said Laverne and Shirley. Action said Laverne and Shirley. JT did, but you said Randy Winton was first. So
on my side, he was.
Yep, there you go. We're gonna kick this off every Friday and have a good time with that because
you have taken me to a safe place. I'm saying this is a good time for me to remember those watching those shows, and I'm in a good place right now.
I just enjoy doing it. So you know, let's mention a few things before we get out of here, DJ.
I am shocked.
Okay,
I am shocked. One of the bigger bullies back in the day was Mike Walker. Big Walker.
Not Walker.
Walker evidently has watched Laverne and Shirley. Now, he was a friend of mine. He never stuffed me in a trash can, but he has stuffed some kids in trash cans back in the middle school, 7th grade hall. But if I'd have known then that Walker watched Laverne and Shirley also, that would have blown his cover.
Listen, man, great.
Sarge says, please play Happy Days. That is a great little theme song as well.
It is, and I'm not telling you that ain't coming one day, but DJ, I mean, he Action said he just wants a piece of that pizza that let's say I want a piece of that pizza. You just didn't know it. Okay. That's all he wants.
Well, Heath, you and I go way back and you and I are friends, but, you got a better chance of kissing my ex-wife than getting a piece of that pizza. I can tell you that.
Good morning, Donna White. Well, every Friday we're going to take a 10 minutes or so and I'll have more next Friday. But we're going to take 10 minutes or so to do this and play a few old schools and maybe some new school too, but just do some stuff like that. And we sure will. Kathy, happy anniversary. Shout out to Kathy Tolan's mom and dad.
Yes.
Ruby and Quentin Worrell, married for 44 years, DJ. 40. Did you hear what I said? 44 years.
That's a good run.
That deserves an applause right there.
Absolutely. Congratulations.
44 years. That's right. Congratulations on that for sure. Food drive. We still got going on the snack pack drive. We still got going on for the high school. A tremendous, tremendous outpouring of support for that. We've had a lot of people show up for that and bringing by food and stopping by the school with food. So we want to thank everybody for their support on that as well. You know,
the
again,
petition for Coach
mention the petition to change the name of the Good Morning Deacon of the stadium up here. If you can, you know, check that out, BossmanProductionsLLC.com. BossProLLC.com. It's all over our Facebook pages. Get in there, read that, sign that petition if you don't mind, and let's get that word out here that we're trying to help that happen. And let's see. I think we got Miss Melinda wants to come sit down real quick, and we got a giveaway to give away here real quick, and we're going to.
Smells good over here.
It is good.
You're welcome
right
to
now.
Yeah.
I heard.
I
want all 10 fingers.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I'm not going to touch it.
You better watch out, because I'm telling you, you liable not to get them. All right. So what have you got going on this week, Melinda?
Well, this week I did
Good Morning Grace Ruzick,
and we ended up with over 41,000 views.
Wow.
How many?
Over 41,000.
Wow.
Yeah. So apparently David's is one of the top favorites from what I can tell. And every time I eat, it is absolutely excellent. And I want to thank David's and Josh for, you know, looking out and just
home of the fishbowl.
Community.
Yeah, home of the fishbowl.
Yes.
Real quick before you do that, Rachel Capper, beautiful weekend for the Wharf Seafood Festival.
Yes, it is.
Car show as well. Don't forget, if you are looking for a house anywhere in Alabama, of course, we all know Rachel, and we all know Philip Zangus down there, and of course, Philip can help get it financed for you, and Rachel can help put you on one. So
she'll do it.
Remember those down there as well. And if you're looking for some, go to the beach this weekend. It'd be a beautiful weekend to go. Seafood Festival, I've never been able to pass one of those up if it was anywhere close to me. So while you're down there, stop in to see Jason and Elisa Hart at the market at the wharf. And I'd be glad to see you, I'm sure. So let's see what you got. Let's see who's going to win this thing.
Well, we ended up with over 1,500 shares, so there was quite a few names. And if they will, we'll do it like Shrimp Basket. Just come by Pete Chevrolet, 2227 Douglas Avenue, to pick up the $50 gift certificate. And
good morning, Colin McMillan.
C-Mac.
Okay, the winner is Janice Day. D-A-Y-E, Janice Day.
Janice Day.
She won the $50. So congratulations, and just come by Peach and get it.
Yep, Janice Day. Come by and see us. All right, Melinda, thank you so much.
Y'all.
Yes,
thank
ma'am.
Thank you. And to everybody who participated.
Thank you.
Thanks. All right there, DJ. So, I'm going to tell you what, it's been a successful show this morning.
Been a lot of fun. I'm telling you, you set the pace. You set the pace out of the gate with the WKRP. That, I'm telling you, that works.
Well,
that works.
I couldn't help myself, and I thought about it a week ago. I was like, you know, so this would be fun, but it'd be fun on a Friday to get people wound up for the weekend. It'd be fun to do on a I thought, and if I'm wrong, I'm just wrong, but hey.
I am not going to let Tammy, Katie, or Teresa upset me today.
Ruin your day?
I'm not. They can't be. My day cannot be ruined today because of the way you started it for me.
Well, I'll tell you what. I wouldn't want it to start it any better.
Good morning, Freddie.
And, Puppy Chow Food Drive at Main Street Urgent Care. Miss Susan Rhodes in this morning. Good morning, Susan, letting us know about that. And, hey, anytime we can support these animals, you know, I know the paws crossed. Speaking of that real quick, we forgot to mention this yesterday, but our good friend Josh Godwin has wanted to make it real clear that whoever wins the 109 race, that he is going to donate $500 to their charity of choice. Now, T-Bone, if you're still listening, we don't know who your charity is, but DJ said his charity was
Paul's Cross.
That's correct. So, $500 would go a long way to help out there. So, That was a big overture from Josh Godwin.
Incredible. Not surprising.
Not surprising.
Not the first time he's made a gesture similar to that, but certainly appreciate it.
Action said he needs the tag number on your car, DJ. and Danny Smith said to donate that pizza to the kids.
Well, I mean, the kids can fend for themselves at some point. I mean, it's called tough love. It's called tough love.
Well, listen, we've had a great time. DJ, I'm going to let DJ do his thing and take it away. And,
Footprint Ministries will
okay.
be Tony's.
Footprint Ministries will be Tony's charity of choice. So that's a big race coming up, and we're looking forward to it. And I know that that $500, no matter which charity wins it, I know that'll go a long way at either one of them.
I want to get this out there also, just in case they're not people, not everybody's in on the Drive Time Facebook page. Sarju Patel with Wild at Heart. They offer a scholarship, one scholarship at Miller, one scholarship at W.S. Neal for young ladies.
You're on.
You have 1 week left to apply.
You're on Drive Time. Go ahead. Hold on just a second. You're on Drive Time. Go ahead.
Hey, Ken.
Yes, sir. You're live. T-Bone, come on with it.
Are we still on?
Yes, sir, we are.
I've been in and out because of work and stuff, and so that is so awesome what I heard Josh Godwin do. That's pretty amazing and pretty touching, so I just felt like I had to call in here and hope I didn't mess into the show up. But
No, not at all.
Now I'm going to really take it seriously.
So you're gonna start now wearing tennis shoes opposed to flip flops every day. You're gonna bend over and actually tie your shoes.
That's exactly right. I may not get on the treadmill. I'll probably leave the 2 liter cup at home when I get on the treadmill.
T-Bone, if you were sitting here in front of this spread, I promise you, you'd be eating on it too. Okay, this food is delicious.
I have absolutely no willpower, so that's why I'm glad that there's 300 miles of separation between me and that table, because that is my weakness.
But listen,
I wanted to call in and say, I know DJ has Paul's Crossed, and my charity, just so people will kind of see what it is Footprints Ministries. They are a organization that goes out and ministers to families and loved ones who have kids in the NICU, ICU, or maybe even suffered a horrific loss or death of a child. So I've been able to work with them in the past, and because of our own situation, and just a outstanding, really dyed in the wool, sincere type people who run that organization. And her name is Kim Wilson, and it's run out of Montgomery. And so if you do get a chance, whether I win or not, to look them up and contribute, let me tell you, as being a recipient of some of their love, it
goes a long way.
A few dollars can make a big impact, whether you realize it or not.
That's right. Sounds like a very worthy cause, for sure.
Yeah, and thank you again, Josh, for doing that.
T-Bone, good to hear from you. Good to hear from you. Get back to training. I know you are, and we look forward to seeing you in the future.
All right, I got to do my drive-by check-in at Planet Fitness. So see y'all.
Love you, man.
So,
there it is.
There you have it. I mean, you heard it. So, all right. So I'm going to let you have it back there, DJ, and take it away.
Been a great time here in Drive Time this morning. Want to thank once again, Jim Peach Motors and Pete Chevrolet for making this possible. A lot of opportunities.
You're going to want to keep that earpiece in.
A lot of opportunities this weekend to get out and about and enjoy our great community that we live in and surrounding communities as well. If you don't have plans this afternoon, get to the ballpark, support the kids, support the concession stand, and y'all have a good weekend, and we'll see y'all on Monday.
Friday at 8 a.m. ish. Remember to like and share the Drive Time videos, as the more you like and share, the more chances you have to win.